Hello again. I'm University of North Dakota President Joshua Wynn. It definitely has been an exciting past couple of weeks at UND since my first presidential podcast in early September. During this episode, I plan to touch on a few of those developments. First, the State Board of Higher Education on Thursday unanimously approved the joint request from the UND Alumni Association and Foundation and UND to name the College of Business and Public Administration after Werner and Colleen Nissler. From now on, it will be known as the Nissler College of Business and Public Administration. Werner Nissler, Jr., a UND alum, was born and raised on a farm outside of Golva, North Dakota, and later spent his formative years in nearby Beach, North Dakota. Over the years, Werner started and then grew a variety of businesses, including Touchmark, which today operates 14 full-service retirement communities in the United States and Canada. Always humble, Werner is quick to attribute his successes to others. We could not have a more deserving person represent the university's College of Business and Public Administration. Special thanks go to UND Alumni Association and Foundation CEO Deanna Carlson Zink and College of Business and Public Administration Dean Amy Henley for their leadership on this change and their sincere dedication to the Nissler family. Thanks also to the State Board of Higher Education, including Chair Nick Hacker and Vice Chair Dr. Casey Ryan, for allowing us to honor the Nissler name and legacy. There certainly will be much more to say and celebrate about Werner and Colleen during UND Homecoming next week. I also want to say how proud I was to see that so many people attended our first faculty lecture of the academic year, featuring my colleague at the School of Medicine and Health Sciences and director of our Indians into Medicine program, Dr. Don Warren. Dr. Warren presented a fascinating and sobering talk about healthcare inequities that exist among our American Indian communities, including those right here in North Dakota. We are so thrilled to have someone of Dr. Warren's stature here at the UND School of Medicine and Health Sciences to not only sound the alarm on these important health concerns, but to also lead the way in reversing their cause. Dr. Warren's big day was made even more special by the presence of North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Katherine Burgum. They actually led things off by introducing Dr. Warren for the day's lecture. Please be sure to join us for the next faculty lecture on October 23rd when we welcome UND Associate Professor of English, Crystal Alberts, to the lecture stage. I also want to take a moment to thank our University Police Department, Operation and Facilities crews, and Student Affairs and Housing Office staff members in particular for their efforts to keep the campus community safe and dry after nearly 6 inches of rain fell on Grand Forks in a matter of hours late last Friday. I'm told that University Police Chief Eric Plummer and his officers were up late into Friday night helping stranded motorists who got caught in streets that quickly had turned into rivers. Lower levels of some of our buildings, including Robin Hall, Swanson Hall, and the High Performance Center, to name a few, took in some water and sustained minor damage. Reports came in throughout the weekend from facility staff members who would not normally have worked those shifts and in some cases had homes of their own with water damage. We are all grateful for their selfless efforts and dedication to the university community. The good news is that no one was hurt and the educational mission of the university was unaffected. As some of you may know, I have been spending the month of September getting to know the campus community a lot better. As Dean and Vice President for Health Affairs, I like to think that I already have a pretty good grasp of what is going on at the UND School of Medicine and Health Sciences. So stepping out of my comfort zone over the past month, I was able to personally visit all 7 of the other schools and colleges and all of the UND Vice Presidential divisions in a series of meet and greets. I treated the visits as important listening sessions to hear from staff, faculty, and administrators. During these listening sessions, I would start off by describing for my audiences my time as interim president in two words: busy and fun. It certainly has been a challenging position at times as I balance it with my other professional roles as well as being a husband and a grandparent, but it's also been fun to see the university through a different prism that is not healthcare education. During each visit, I made sure to heed my anatomy lessons from my student days, which taught me that I have one mouth and two ears. Thus, I turned the attention to my audience so I could do the listening. There were many thoughts and concerns expressed at each of my visits, but I would say, for the most part, topics usually revolved around UND's future growth in online education to help us better serve students and the needs of the state. There were also questions about the One UND strategic plan and our research mission as it relates to our five grand challenge areas, that is, autonomous systems, energy and sustainability, human health, rural health and communities, and big data. Still others wondered about how UND is balancing its strong commitment to liberal arts with its strategic vision to support the workforce needs of the state. There also were questions about UND's budget planning tool, the Model for Incentive-Based Resource Allocation, better known as MIRA. I will readily admit that the MIRA model can be intimidating and complex, but I will also say that the more I learn about MIRA and what it is doing for our university, the more I like it. To that point, I have asked Vice President for Finance and Operations Jed Shivers and colleagues to develop new and easier ways to explain the MIRA model to the campus community and make it less intimidating. Stay tuned for more opportunities to learn about MIRA. Earlier this week, I led my first State of the University and Wake Up to UND presentations. Two more instances where I was able to express how busy I've been, but also how much fun I'm having as interim president. I was also able to emphasize how UND is moving forward and striving for excellence. I'm also happy to report that our Wake Up to UND event, sponsored by the Chamber, was the second highest attended in its history, a testament that our friends in the community share our optimism and excitement for the future. I must thank Josh Brown, Chair of the Chamber's Executive Committee, President and CEO Barry Wilfart, and Vice President of Operations Kimberly Strong for helping to make the event a magical one. I also want to commend those with whom I shared the Wake Up to UND stage. They were UND Provost Tom DiLorenzo, Vice President for Marketing and Communications Melanie Linder, Interim Vice President for Research and Economic Development John Mihalich, Deanna Carlson-Zink, Jed Shivers, and last, but certainly not least, our wonderful student body president, Gracie Leon. Now on to next week, and one of my favorite times of the year at UND, Homecoming Week. We'll look forward to honoring some of our most accomplished alumni on Thursday night at the SU Awards Banquet at the Alera Center. This year, we will pay tribute to Gary Hagan, Gordon Henry, Jennifer Neppel, and Greg Everson, as well as our Young Alumni Achievement Award winners, Andrea Hansen and Christina Sambor. Friday will be a big day, too, as we celebrate the Nisler family and the newly named College of Business and Public Administration. Later that same day, we break ground on what will become the brand new student union along University Avenue. Don't forget the UND homecoming parade on Saturday morning, and of course, the homecoming football game between our Fighting Hawks and the Aggies of the University of California, Davis at the Alera Center. Well, that's it for now. Thanks so much for your time, and I look forward to joining you again for more exciting UND news in a couple of weeks. As always, go UND!